street empanadas. Every time I pass, I see customers, it's this little empanada stand, ordering, sitting in these plastic lawn chairs, visiting, stopping a moment in life, standing, moving away, replaced in moments by someone else. It's all very random. The process is like those parts of the atom scrawled on our high school biology board, the protons, electrons, neutrons, and all the things not up there that we still don't know about and may never know about. The empanada menu here is extensive, and all are less than $1 apiece. This morning for breakfast, my order is a ham and cheese empanada, a pollo empanada, and two orders of pineapple juice natural, served with ice in a Dixie cup. I should have tried these empanadas earlier in the trip, but stuff always crowds you on trips. Distractions and diversions, side trips, and just plain not getting around to it. The point is, there's always places to get a quick bite within walking distance of where you're staying, if you look. I appreciate fine dining with exquisite taste and beautifully designed plates served on white tablecloths with a candle and the best silverware, but I always regret having to pay for a meal and then having to go buy more food to feel full. If I lived here, I would be a regular, and Deke would give me the local price, like everyone else.